Even if there were nothing to worry about, parents would still worry. But the fact is, there's plenty for parents to worry about. Just ask commentator Marion Winnick.
Until you have children of your own, you simply can't believe the conversations that go on between the parents of babies. The ardent analysis of toilet training, the deconstruction of preschool biting incidents, none of it makes sense unless you are there. I got through this phase years ago, but lately have found myself drawn into an even more passionate discussion. I had my initiation in a hotel bar in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with a group of book lovers at a literary festival. The conversation that night never got near a book, for these were the parents of teenagers, and we had a much more pressing set of common interests. Right after we ordered our calamari, one of the women received a call on her cell from her 19-year-old daughter. "I just wish I was there to give her a breathalyzer test," she sighed when she hung up. "Did you know you can get a home blood alcohol kit at Walmart?" The ponytailed guy sitting next to me looked interested. "I never thought I'd be the kind of dad who took his kids in for drug tests," he said. "But since my son and his friend started smoking dope and having sex, I don't see any other way." "Well, you know what I tell my kids?" says another mom. "There's just one rule. Don't get caught." Don't get caught may be easier said than done. One of the moms told us she had recently walked in on her son receiving the oral attentions of one of his lady friends. "Oh my God, what did you do?" we gasped. "There's not much you can do," said a woman who'd had a similar experience. Returning home unexpectedly not long after departing for the evening, she interrupted a full-scale Hollywood seduction. She walked in on her son's girlfriend, lounging in a bubble bath, eating a plate of pasta, which in her frantic attempt to cover up, the young woman pitched into the laundry hamper. We all laughed at that one, but soon found ourselves drawn back to the car accidents, the pregnancies, the ringing phones at 3 a.m. that fuel our nightmares. I mentioned that I recently heard of a boy who died of a heroin overdose the weekend before he was to graduate from Stanford. His girlfriend didn't tell the paramedics exactly what was wrong with him because he'd made her swear never to tell his parents or anyone else that they'd tried hard drugs. A silence falls over the group. How do you be a friend and an ally without tacitly giving permission? How do you protect and set boundaries without becoming a prison guard? As the drug tester dad put it, it's easy to think you know what you would and wouldn't do, until you could lose the person you love most in all the world. In some ways, it is like the mysteries of babyhood. There are many schools of thought, which means there's no one answer, no magic, and what you end up with is just a lot of muddling through. But while everybody gets toilet trained and stops biting their friends, not everybody makes it through their youthful experiences with drugs and alcohol and sex in one shiny piece. The journey is a lot scarier, yet our only comfort is the same. It's the conversation.
Marion Winnick lives in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania.